All right, we're on list building questions. Ben, what is the best way to begin building your email list from scratch as an unknown author or consultant?
I'm not going to say the following is the best way to do it. It's a way to do it, and it's the way I'm actually using right now for another venture, because when it comes to list building, you have one or two or both things at your disposal. You have money that you can buy traffic, or you have time where you can spend your time doing manual labor to get people to your site so you can build your list. So what I'm doing right now, if I was unknown, and I am unknown in the market I'm going in, that's why this is a very timely question. I think you can not go wrong by going to a good quality article site like easingarticles.com, and this could change depending on when someone's listening to this. There could be better ones or whatever, but right now I'm using easingarticles.com and just writing a ton of articles that lead people back to your site. Now what happens is when people go to easingarticles.com and read your articles on whatever you're writing about, you've already pre-sold them on you. If they've clicked your link because they read an article that you just wrote, that's a pretty good lead. You've built some trust with that person. So when they go to your site, they're far more likely to opt in. Now you could also do something like pay-per-click or other paid forms of advertising to do the same thing. The leads could be better, they could be worse. But if you're unknown, just starting out, and let's just assume for the sake of whatever here that you don't want to spend a lot of money building a list, start with easingarticles.com and do it that way. And if you're comfortable with video and audio, you can do that too. Every time you write an article, go ahead and turn that article you wrote into a video for YouTube, keyword optimized, and now you have that article where you're maybe just reading it into a recorder with some kind of video going on in the background. You have that up there on YouTube, so you get some SEO juice from that. You can also use the audio of that and put it on iTunes like Michael was talking about before. So one article can do the work of two or three different traffic resources for you and get some mileage out of it.
And it's a timely question because I remember my easing article report stats came in today and I just pulled it up. And so I have live articles. It says lifetime 293 articles up on easingarticles.com. And here are the stats. Lifetime article views. My articles were viewed 79,069 times. Now, my clicks delivered, lifetime clicks from those views were 1,202. So that's when someone views the article, and then in the footer of the article, there's a little bio of what Hard to Find Seminars is or whatever I'm writing about, and there's a hyperlink in that article where people click through. Now, that may be deceiving to only see 1,202 lifetime clicks, because many people may have read that article and seen that it was from hardtofindseminars.com. They open up Google and they type in and get to my site that way. So you can't just rely that that's all your article is doing, is getting a click. A delivered click isn't what it's all about. I've also possibly had, out of those 79,000 lifetime views, you know, many of those people have read something or have learned something and have gone to my site in a different way or known about me or known about some of the services I've had. So I did that on Easing Articles. It does take a lot of effort getting them up and approved and ready, but once they're there, Easing Articles has incredible search engine presence on the internet. So I think that's a good plan.
It's not only that, and two things I forgot to mention was you can also turn every article you write, and I don't have a lot of personal experience with what I'm about to say, but it is something I'm going to be experimenting with. You can turn your articles then into online press releases too, and that'll help generate some traffic if you do it right. And every time you write an article, that article can be one of the emails that you put in your autoresponder sequence. So it's not like you're just doing this one time and that's it. I mean, that one article has so many uses and can do so much for you and work so hard for you if you know how to use these things. And really, just use the things we've been talking about in this email lesson to write your articles. It's the exact same thing.
And vice versa. Every email you do has so much power. Every email can be turned into an article with some effort. And every email can be part of a compilation. A collection of your emails can become an e-book or a book for that matter. Or a newsletter. You know, part of a newsletter.
It's true. And in fact, basically you can take your best articles, your best emails, and they make the best opt-in gifts. I mean, you have the best information that people have told you they've liked a lot, and there you go. It's already done for you. I mean, you might have to write a few articles to do that, but that's all I do. Whenever I want to use a new opt-in gift, I just take the best articles or emails I've written and compile them, and it's done.
How do you grow your list, specifically your traffic strategies and your offers in exchange for email addresses?
Well, growing your list, I mean, you want to do what we were already talking about before. I mean, whether it be easing articles or online press releases or YouTube videos, whatever it is that you like doing, that's one way to do it. Another thing that people should keep in mind, and I'll give you a real-life example of this, is when you've done enough good emails and you've gotten enough people's attention, every now and then somebody's going to not have any choice but want to tell their list about you. And I would say that a good 25% of my list right now was actually put in by someone else who just happened to plug me a couple times. Now, that doesn't happen all the time, and it's not something you can control necessarily. But a lot of times, being successful at something, especially this, is just showing up every day and doing it. I'm not saying that's the best strategy in the world, but it's something to keep in mind. But other than that, I mean, we've talked about just now some different ways to get people to your site and how to put them on your list. So I think that pretty much covered it.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. And I'll add another very powerful way, and probably one of the most powerful ways, is if you don't have a list and you have a good product, you can do a joint venture and you can approach other list owners, people who have strong lists but maybe are weak on the product side. So it's just like, for example, Ben, you and I have done joint ventures both ways. The joint venture we did with the Eugene Schwartz seminar, well, you didn't have the product, I had the product, and you had a list of copywriting people who would have benefited from that. We did the joint venture, and I was able to grow my list. I mean, you know, all those buyers who bought that product, they're not on my main list because I didn't squeeze those names out, but they are customers of mine, which eventually I'll probably market something to, whether it's in direct mail or email. And anyone listening can do the same thing. You can find other marketers who have a list that would be interested in your product and do a deal with them, give them 50% of the sales. You got the product, they got the list, and then let them promote it. And them becoming your customers will then grow your list. That's one of the fastest and most powerful ways. And Ben, I didn't tell you this, but what you talked about, other people finding out about you and then promoting it to their list. David Deutsch, you know, when he got that Eugene Schwartz thing, he approached me and he wanted to do a joint venture with me on the Eugene Schwartz. Now, he hasn't done it yet. He said he wanted to do it, and I said I'd be more than happy to set it up when he's ready, and he did email me not too long ago saying he's warming up his list. But if he does, look at that. You know, because I did a joint venture with you, if he endorses my Eugene Schwartz stuff and does a JV with me, that's going to put me in front of some of the top copywriters in the world, people I would probably never get in front of.
No, absolutely. And then who knows how many of their lists you'll benefit from knowing them to their list. They'll promote you, and then who knows? I mean, if these things start off as just a little snowball, and it can roll into this giant ball that just knocks everything over.
Yeah, it's all about opening doors, and it all starts with doing something, and it starts with that first email, or it starts with wanting to grow your list and approaching someone for a JV. So the movement is what's really important, because you never know where it's going to lead you, and if you do nothing, none of it will happen. I'm trying to collect leads from list builders like Viral URL and List Joe. The people in these list builders are individuals involved in MLM and some seeking business opportunities. They receive tons of emails from other marketers to join them in their program. How can I stand out from such tough competition?
Well, first of all, I don't know if I would be using those resources. I've not used them, but it just sounds like you might be getting the bottom of the barrel list of people who maybe just throw away emails out there because they want a free gift so they opt in and they never check the email again. That may not be the case. I'm kind of guessing here, but either way, just do what we've been teaching. Be interesting, you know, say something fun every day. Say something that makes people just glad that they opened your email. Pitch something, you know, toward the end, the way we've been talking about. Tell an interesting story. I mean, all the things that we've talked about will make you stand out. I'll tell you what, there was that Earl Nightingale quote where he said, if you just look around at everyone else and do the exact opposite of what they're doing, you'll probably never make another mistake as long as you live. I think that applies to email marketing as much as anything. Look at what all those MLM people and all these people just out pitching and spamming and all that. Do the opposite. Take a different tone. Don't use hype. Don't promise that they'll be rich. In fact, being so blatantly honest with them that they can't help but keep reading you. You could even say something like, look, I'm not going to promise you you're going to get rich, because for all I know, you'll never be rich because you'll never do anything. Or maybe none of these opportunities are going to be good for you. Or maybe you just don't have the right mindset to even be a business owner at all. So I'm not going to lie to you and tell you you're going to get rich or make a bunch of money. What I will show you how to do is, you know, X, Y, Z, and then you go into your spiel. Point is, just by being blatantly honest and doing the exact opposite of what these other guys are doing, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb, no matter what you do.
All right, I want to give you a specific example from an email today. Remember the girl in the hair products?
Yeah.
Well, she sent out an email, and the headline was something like, I got another I'm pissed off email. And I love the headline. I was getting ready to do my daily email, and I swiped the headline and changed it from she to he. And then I used an exact same situation, because yesterday I had sent out an email promoting my HMA marketing consulting system, and this guy had responded, and he said that, you know, he spent 4,000 hours trying to learn internet marketing consulting, and he's seen all these how to make money in the internet marketing and marketing consulting niche, and he spent a ton of money on it, and he's pissed off. He literally said, I'm pissed off after spending 4,000 hours. I maybe just don't have the brain power, and even if I did, 7 out of 10 people never make any money on it. It was just a real negative, pissy email. So I took that email, and I took his name off, and I sent it out to my list this morning. And so it was all the negatives, you know, the negative things going on in so many people's minds about the marketing consulting business and how they'll never make any money with it. But I got an email from a guy this morning, and I'll just read it to you. It's real short. It's from a guy named David Jewell, and he said, good evening. You caught my attention with the pissed email. I'm also in the UK. Been in business 25 years this year and recently started a family. Have two beautiful boys. I like your honest approach to the other UK guy you wrote about. He goes on to say, I'm a survivor of the market crash, blah, blah, blah. As I can see myself as a consultant in the near future, I'm also very interested in your membership and would like to take you up on your trial offer. Please send me the details, order form, and I look forward to seeing what you got going on the inside. I only joined your mailing list a few months ago. I had never heard of you before. Oh, and he says, P.S., like the other UK chap that emailed you, I do not wish to be conned either. I'm sure of your integrity, but tell me how easy it is to cancel. So the reason he responded to it, and he says it right there, it was the honest approach that I had written back to the first guy in the UK who was pissed off, and that's just a perfect example. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.
It's also a perfect example of how skeptical, especially in this market, but I'd say everywhere, everybody's gotten screwed in the last few years. Either their banker screwed them or their favorite politician screwed them. Somebody screwed them. They lost their job. Everybody's skeptical. Nobody really is just spending money like crazy like they used to when it was just like all this credit out there. And so people are going to be a lot more careful about what they spend money on, so they're very skeptical. It can get to the point where I sent a paid issue of my newsletter to someone who's not on my list. It was kind of a sales pitch slash newsletter, and he didn't even open it. He sent it back and said, please don't charge my credit card, you know, remove my name. The market is so skeptical that there are people that literally, they just expect somebody to, like, illegally take their credit card information and charge them. And I had to, like, send the guy a message back saying, no, this is a gift. You didn't have to pay for this. But it shows you the extent of this. And just by being the honest guy and being forthright like you were talking about, makes you stand out so good. I mean, you don't have to even make any claims, quite frankly, and you'll stick out.
Ben, what's the best way to generate your address list? Buying list? Is spam all that bad if you get a good targeted list?
Don't ever buy a list. Don't buy an email list, and don't spam anybody. I'd say 99% of the people listening to this probably don't need to be told that, but the fact that some people are even asking this question, it kind of concerns me. Never buy an email list and never spam anyone. I don't care how targeted it is. If they didn't specifically ask to get information from you, don't send them anything, period.
How can I expand my email marketing base without being reported as spam? Is list buying my only option?
List buying is not an option. So not only is that not your only option, to me, in my mind, it's not an option at all. I think people have to understand the purpose of direct response marketing. You're not supposed to be out there cold calling. You're supposed to attract to you a targeted group of people who are interested in what you have to sell. They give you their permission to send them information, and then you email them from there. if you don't get someone's permission to send them an email, just don't do it. Stay away from the paid list and all that, and just do it the right way. It might not be the fast way. It might take a little bit longer. If you have capital to use, buy a list in the sense that you use paid advertising, that's fine. But stay away from these paid lists. There's no shortcuts to this. If you're going to play these games, you're going to put yourself potentially in some pretty legal hot water, actually.
Now, another way you could buy a list without buying, like, a cheesy list, kind of like what you're talking about, that's questionable in the way that it was generated, you can approach another marketer who has a customer list, and you can do a joint venture with them. You could offer to license his list. You could pay him X amount of dollars for him to mail your offer to his list. You could do a joint venture, give him 50% of the sales. You can give him 90% of the sales if he mails your product to his list, where you agree that those customers who buy are now on your list and become your names. There's all kinds of things you can negotiate. What you have to understand is these people are worried about building a list from scratch, and it is very hard and time consuming if you're doing it yourself. But if you want to shortcut the process, there are hundreds of thousands, millions of buyer names out there in the marketplace sitting in the histories of PayPal accounts in eBay past sales, which would be the same thing as PayPal. There's customer lists for sale, and you just have to approach that owner of the list and work out a deal, because 9 out of 10 times, they're not doing much with that customer list, I guarantee you.
When you brought that up, there's one thing people can do, especially if you have a very small list or maybe no list at all, is whatever market you're in, there's probably going to be forums and message boards where there's other marketers in your same market or related market, and you can do joint ventures with people who have similar list size of you. They're in the same boat. Like, if someone has 200 names on their list, believe me, they're in the same boat you are. They want to know how they can grow their list. Those are really good people to do joint ventures with. You know, I'll promote your list, you promote my list. You know, they're the same size. It's just a win-win for both of you. So Ray Edwards actually taught me that, and I thought that was some of the best advice I got, because at the time I had a pretty small list, and it worked.
What is the cheapest traffic source for good email opt-ins? Do you have any sources for that?
The best one I can think of, and it may not be the best for everyone listening to this, is I just think doing easing articles is the cheapest. It's free, and it just costs you your time and effort.
I would say, you know, what are we looking for the cheapest? It depends. What are you selling? What kind of margins do you make when you sell a product? What if you're selling a high-end service or a high-end membership or a high-end product for thousands of dollars? Do you really need the cheapest? How much can you invest in a lead and still make money? So you got to ask yourself those questions as well before you're looking just for the cheapest. How do you obtain email addresses of business owners so you can send them an email? Simple answer is you have a form up on a web page that can be integrated with your email autoresponder service or your email delivery service, and the person enters their email address in, and they enter their name, and it's usually a double opt-in. Once they enter it, they'll have to go back to their email and verify that they asked to be on that list, and then you have their email address, and you have their permission to market to them. That's how you do it. Is it ever prudent to buy lists or strictly email to your own homegrown, personally cultivated list?
This goes back when people want to buy a list and hope that works. I think you got to build your own list, and you can do it using any of the methods we've talked about, whether it be a joint venture or easing articles or pay-per-click, or even if you wanted to put up banner ads or something that drives people to your site. You want to mail to your own list. There's no hotter list in the universe than your own customer list or your own opt-in list. In fact, especially your buyer list. And by the way, a lot of times people talk about building a free opt-in list. There's also a lot of power in just selling a really low product on the front, like maybe a $3.95 product or something. If you're in a market where people have a really urgent, hot pain they want to get rid of, like weight loss or something, their first contact with you can be a sales letter where you sell them something, and now you have a list of buyers, not a list of freebie people. And I'll tell you this, I'd rather have a list of 300 buyers than a list of 3,000 freebie seekers. That is going to be such a way more responsive list for you anyway.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff, and if you like what you've been listening to in this 10-part series with Ben Settle on email, I want to introduce an incredibly advanced system on selling that can be used in your one-to-one phone call conversations, in all of your email correspondence, and or integrated into your written sales letters. Go to www.hardtofindseminars.com/ capital H, capital P, capital S, capital O, capital E, dot HTM. Or you could just go to Google and search these words, the highest paid salesman on earth, and you'll find a link to an incredible product that will only enhance all your selling efforts, whether it's one-to-one phone conversations, emails, or in your sales letters. Check it out at hardtofindseminars.com/HPSOE.htm. That's the end of part 7. Please continue to part 8.